There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Karen, give a call. I know Karen keeps calling, and then I don't know if it's her cell phone or just getting cold feet. Cold phone, cold feet, I don't know. Give me a caller. I'll give you a call. That's a Freudian slip. 855-99-37569. All right, there's a new article out, which is kind of, it basically it implies that none of us should ever eat outside the house, which, since most of us are eating, I think, as I said, the statistic yesterday is something like 2.3 meal, every American eats 2.3 meals a day outside. I mean, if you figure kids are in school, so they're eating lunch out, there are a lot of schools that now have breakfast programs. And, you know, grabbing a slice or going to the ball game, you can see why Americans are really just, the family meal is just getting to be apocryphal. And this article is gives you additional, ammunition. We know that fast food is unhealthy, but it turns out that basically eating in any kind of restaurant is not a really good idea because you can't control the calorie, the fat, the sugar. And as far as I'm concerned, the salt is the major issue for me. When you're cooking, for example, if I'm looking at a recipe and it says add salt, I don't, because I know that you know, salt doesn't really work very well for me, and it's perfectly fine without the salt. And inevitably, when I'm eating out, I come home and I feel all bloated and drink a lot of water because it's got more salt in it than I use. It turns out that in terms of the disaster to your body, the difference between a fast food place and a restaurant isn't that big a deal, since the food from both places is basically unhealthy. When you go out, you basically are going to consume more calories, more fat, and more sodium than the meals that you make at home, which we kind of knew. It's one of the reasons, as I said, well, I kind of like Plato.com because I know exactly what I'm eating, you know, and I know exactly what's going into it. They asked 18,000 people what they ate in a two-day period. A third of them said they had eaten fast food on one or even both days, and one quarter had eaten in a restaurant at least one day. When you eat out, you end up with basically 200 more calories than when you do at home, which is a lot of calories. Even if you, and it's independent of whether you choose a fast food place or a restaurant. It turns out that some restaurants may even be unhealthier than fast food. You may be getting more healthy nutrients, such as vitamin or omega-3 fatty acids, at a junk restaurant than you are at a fine food restaurant. You're probably getting more cholesterol and sodium at any restaurant. People with a poor education are more likely to consume fast food, while people in the middle income range tend to eat more in other types of restaurants. Well, duh. It turns out that obese people, the surprise came from the obese people who seem to prefer eating in restaurants and not in fast food. It turns out that basically all of it's kind of lousy for you, which is, there's certainly an effort in some parts of the country, including this city, to make sure that restaurants serve. I think that the putting calories on menus is going to make a huge difference, because then you're going to at least be aware of what you're doing. Not only how many calories, but how much fat and how much sodium. And because when it's available, I mean, the question is, are people going to read it? Because someone's going to argue, well, it's already on food that you buy in grocery stores. And I don't know about you, but I look at it, especially the sodium and the calories. We were talking about yesterday that even guys look at how many calories are, and if they know that the two things that cost the same and more or less taste the same have different number of calories, they'll opt for the fewer calories. So even men do that. So there you go. All right, so we'd put this up a while ago and asking people what their eating patterns are. Trevor, do you eat three meals a day? Do you do the breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
I do, yes.
Okay. I tend not to. I tend to do much better, I think, on two meals a day than I do on three.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I'll do. I can't, obviously, during the program, because it sounds terrible. Actually, I've worked with people who had who ate during the program, and it, I mean, it's sort of fun to be there if you're their guest, because they have food to eat. But it sounds terrible if you're listening at home. I mean, it's not, I mean, yuck!
Those noises are terrible.
Thank you. I was just doing that. I wasn't eating anything. I was just making the noises. I actually am famous for doing a show where with the food critic, and we were the substitute hosts on one week. The host had a weekend show, and he was out sick, and so they had me and one of the news guys do it, and I sort of ran the board because I knew how to do it better than he did, but he ordered the food. And he decided to get adult milkshakes. And I thought adult milkshakes just meant that they had adult flavors. Do you know what an adult milkshake is?
I imagine it has booze in it.
Yes, you were right. I never even occurred to me. And, you know, I'm thinking, boy, this is delicious. And by about 15 minutes into the program, I mean, the two of us had such fun. We were never asked to do it again for some strange reason, although the producer said it was the best food show that he'd ever produced. But they didn't let us do it again. So there you go. And it does, I mean, hearing other people eat, I don't think is very appealing. I think even when you're watching it on television, I mean, watching people cook food is one thing, watching people eat food is another. So, but I tend to do, like, I try and get most of the protein that I'm going to eat in my body by about before 5. And it just turns out I can control my weight a lot better. And I have to be careful about snacking in the evening. And I know that there, supposedly, it's straight how many calories in, how many calories out. I know for me that the earlier in the day I have the calories, the better off I am. That eating dinner late doesn't really work very well for me. Doesn't work very well for my schedule, but doesn't work very well for my hips either. So I tend to be a two-day-a meal kind of kid. But I'm also noticing in those two meals, because I very seldom sit down and actually eat a meal, unless I'm in a restaurant, is that I'll whatever the portion is, that I'll sort of eat it over a period of, instead of sitting down and eating it all at one time, I'll eat it over a period of maybe an hour or two. So that I and for some reason that works better, I suppose, if nothing else, because my stomach isn't quite as, you know, is stretched with of trying to eat a whole lot of food at one time. So there you go. All righty. So let's see. So you're a 3-meal-a-day. So let's see what other people said.
Well, you know, just to add, the best eating situation I've ever had was when I lived abroad for that short time, and I had lunch was the big meal. That rocked. If you see, just have normal breakfast, and then lunch is kind of your big dinner situation with the hot meal and this and that, and then dinner's kind of like a snack. That
awesome. Well, and that's, you know, that's basically the way that that farmers eat, which is big breakfast, big lunch, light dinner. And it works better for me, too. The assumption, as I said, that there's this whole controversy about it makes no difference when you eat. But for me, it does. And it just makes sense for me that if you have more time to burn off the calories, you're going to burn off more calories than if you just eat something huge and then are relatively sedentary and then go to bed. So,
plus, a huge lunch, you'll be held over, and then about dinner time, you're not really that hungry.
Exactly.
But anyway.
I also noticed that if I've had, like, a weekend where I've had more food than I usually have, that I'm not hungry for the next couple of days. That may be more psychological than metabolic, because in theory it doesn't make any difference, but it certainly feels that way. Maybe it's just looking at the scale and going, oh, my God, what did you just do? All right, let's hear what people's eating patterns are.
Okay. Sarah says, I try to keep on a regular schedule so I don't skip meals and overeat. It seems like I give myself permission to eat too much at one meal to make up for the one I skipped.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is something psychological about it. And I do notice that when I'm weighing a little less, that I sort of feel like I could eat a little bit more, which is probably not exactly the way to do things. Although sometimes, you know, when I weigh more than I think I should, that I'll cut down. Sometimes when I weigh less, when I get that little surprise of, oh, goody, that sometimes it encourages me to indulge, and sometimes it encourages me of, okay, you're on a roll, you don't really need the food, see if you can lose another couple pounds that, you know, effortlessly. I know, I think that we've gotten a little neurotic about food. Just a little. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about food and food patterns and when you eat and what you eat and how you eat. And so Trevor and I guess, are, I'm not sure we're opposite ends of the spectrum, but he's a three-meal-a-day kind of guy, and I'm a two-meal sort of grazing, trying to get most protein in by you know, before five. It just works better. And smaller kind of even if it's one meal that I sort of can sometimes divide it up over like 45 minutes or an hour or something, just sort of snacking on it. Of course, part of it is, I mean, you live with somebody. If you live by yourself, you tend to do things like eating peanut butter lollipops, you know, which is peanut butter on a spoon over the sink. So get a little careless about food. All right, so let's hear what other people have to say about their eating patterns.
Okay, Pete says, I try to stick to a paleo diet, which for me means meat, vegetables, and fruit, staying away from processed food as much as possible. I've heard the case that the brain is primarily made of cholesterol and that we need cholesterol from animal fat. Some food for thought, Dr. Joyce, since you're the brains in this. Could you tell us what the brain is made of and what diet is best for it? I've also heard that a plant-based diet can reverse artery and vascular disease. What is your opinion?
Okay, let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, no one has ever proven that by decreasing exogenous cholesterol, which is the stuff that you eat, that you're going to increase or decrease endogenous, which is the stuff that your body makes. And so we really are not sure exactly what the ratio is, and no one's ever conclusively proved it, that if you decrease in your diet, does that mean that you decrease or increase the because you're right, that your body needs a certain amount of cholesterol for nerve endings and all sorts of things. That the cholesterol is the kind of fatty stuff that your body needs. It also can clog your arteries. So the idea being that that human beings, for most of human history, didn't have a whole lot of meat to eat. I mean, it just was, first of all, you had to catch it. And those little critters either were armed, you know, to get you, as opposed, we would argue about who was going to be the dinner, who was going to be the hunter, and who was going to be the hunted. And obviously, there was no way of keeping it for any length of time, so you couldn't really refrigerate it. And so, I mean, if you think about the lion in the wild, right, that you sort of bring down an animal, and then everybody sort of feasts on it, and the women and children get any of the leftovers, and then you go around and you're eating whatever you can find until you can bring down the next gazelle. So the idea that our basic diet should be primarily protein is a very modern kind of idea that has to do with the accessibility of meat, of protein, that you could refrigerate it, that it's relatively, you know, you don't have to get it yourself, you don't have to kill it or dress it. So the availability, but in most cultures, the meat is used. Think about Chinese food, for example, or Indian food. Think about any kind of ethnic food, and that basically the meat is a spice. I went to Romania at one point and had, for reasons that are too obscure to share, there were 8 people at the Archbishop of Romania's home. Now, this is a fairly high-placed person, fairly well-to-do. They had one little scrawny chicken for 8 people. And basically, in the United States, when you go out for dinner, you get half a chicken. This one, you got literally 1/8 of a chicken. And everybody was quite content with it. Now, they had all sorts of other dishes. They had soup, and they had salads, and they had potatoes. In a lot of societies, you don't eat either rice or potatoes. You eat rice and potatoes. So the notion that somehow that protein should be the mainstay of a diet is a fairly modern and fairly American, Canadian kind of idea. It's just not true of most of the world. They can't afford it, and it's clearly not very healthy. Not only is it not very healthy for your arteries, it's not very healthy for your gut, because it turns out that breaking down meat in your gut takes much longer than anything else. So the idea about the fruit and vegetable kind of diet, there's a great deal of controversy, interestingly enough, about fruit these days, because it's always been fruits and vegetables. Right? Well, what we understand is vegetables are really fairly good for you. They have a lot of vitamins in it, although you still have to figure out some way to get protein. And the classic way that most of the world gets protein is actually beans and rice, not meat, because beans and rice is relatively inexpensive. And if you eat them together, that you can get basically what you need. But that fruit, which has always been viewed as very healthy, is now viewed as somewhat questionable because it's just basically sugar. There's very little vitamin content in fruit. So that, and a lot of people think, for example, that if you're going to eat fruit, you have to eat it before noon. That it's okay to do it for breakfast. For example, I love watermelon for breakfast. It's the perfect breakfast food because it's got enough sugar in it to kind of jumpstart your metabolism. And it's mostly water, so it acts as a diuretic. But in terms of food value, there's essentially nothing there. I mean, it's water and sugar, essentially. So a lot of people who are very into nutrition feel that because what you want to do is you want to eat, you want things to go through your system as quickly as possible, right? So that fruit in the morning is fine, especially if you don't. Now, what Americans do is that we eat fruit, we juice. Most people, most nutritionists think juices is a waste of time and a waste of calories, has none of the food value that whole fruit does. And it's just calories. Orange juice has the same number of calories as a Coke. And there was a study out last week that said if you drink a lot of orange juice or eat grapefruit, that you're more prone to melanoma. Who knows what that means at this moment? But nevertheless, so that the notion, the American breakfast of bacon, eggs, coffee, and juice is most people considered not a very good idea. The juice, no food value, and you're putting cold acid into your stomach. Coffee, no real food value. Eggs, and eggs are enjoying kind of a revival in that they're now saying that we've always known that the egg yolk was fine, or the egg white was fine for you. Now they're saying the egg yolk is okay as well, especially if you eat the two together. But the idea of there's nothing necessarily wrong with eggs or even bacon for breakfast, although nobody views bacon as health food. There's a new article that says they're going to have a new alarm clock that you can wake up to the smell of bacon, which is probably not a bad idea. You can wake up to the smell and not actually eat it, but nevertheless. But the idea is that if you combine fruit and protein, that fruit breaks down relatively quickly into sugar, and the protein takes longer to break down. So you don't want fruit, for example, for dessert, because then you've got starches and protein that take longer to break down. So because the fruit breaks down more quickly, it will ferment. And the idea is fermentation is not good for your body. So, you know, and the thing is that there are now diets about your blood type and everything else. I'm one of those people who thinks moderation. And you're going to know what works for your body. You need to make sure that you're getting a certain amount of protein, which is why vegetarianism really requires, especially if you're not eating eggs at all. So you have to figure out a way to get protein, which is basically beans and rice together. That fruit, highly questionable these days, you know, that is it, I mean, it tastes good, but is it really very good for you? Vegetables, yes, but you want to eat vegetables as fresh as you can, as unprocessed as you can, and protein gingerly. But I mean, basically figure out what works for your body, and there's a lot of information about, but tune into what works for you. I think that's the safest and best way to do it, in moderation. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ben, how can I help you?
Well, I have a an ex-girlfriend, actually, that I dropped about a month ago. And I think this woman that I, actually the woman that I was with has been used by men pretty much all her life, although I didn't. I tried to develop a solid relationship with her, but
how long were the two of you together?
Well, Dr. Joe, I've known her for over 30 years, and this time we just got back together about 4 months ago. We were together for about 3 months, and it seemed like we'd get a little closer, and then she'd back away, and then we'd get a little closer, and then she'd back away, right. And finally I couldn't deal with it, you know.
Ben, how old are you?
I'm 51.
How old is she?
She's 56.
Okay. So have either of you been married?
She was. She was, and she has five children.
How long ago? How long she been divorced?
About 19 years, actually.
Okay.
And she got involved with a couple of different relationships, and it was basically, you know, there was sugar daddy relationships, and, you know, I just see her getting older, and her looks are starting to, she's always been a very pretty lady, and but unfortunately her looks are starting to fade, and she's a wonderful lady. If you know,
Ben, where are we going on this?
Pardon me?
Where are we going on this?
Well, I would like to help her. I feel like I haven't let her down, Ben.
Help her to do what?
Well, I don't know. I was hoping to.
Well, Ben, wait, stop. My concern is that under the what you're saying is I don't really want to be romantically involved with her, but you want to be her friend. She may not be interested in that. That's kind of, again, you hear my mantra is you don't want to make somebody who's in trouble feel bad by making yourself feel good. If what you're saying is I'm not a bad guy, I just don't want her in my life as a romance, but, you know, I don't want to feel like a heel, she may not be interested in that. She may be interested in romance. And by you sort of saying, being nice to her, it may just be confusing to her and misleading, is that she thinks you want to get back involved with her. And if you don't, I'd be careful about it, especially in such a relationship that has been such short term. I mean, you're only together 3 months, and you're now talking about being apart a month. She's going to think you want to come back, and it doesn't sound to me that you do.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's the other way around. I'd like to get romantic with her, but she wants to be friends.
Well, then what would be trying to be a friend to her be if you want to be romantic? Why did you dump her if you wanted to be romantic?
Well, because she, every time I tried to get romantic, she wouldn't let me.
Well, then, but then, Ben, why are you saying you want to help her? It sounds to me that you have an agenda, that you want to help her to be more romantic to you. That's, again, that's not altruistic. That's not generous. That's manipulative.
Yeah.
Ben, walk away.
Okay.
And you can certainly, she knows how to get a hold of you. She knows that you're interested. And if she's interested, she'll get in touch. But under the guise of being a friend, what you're saying is, I want to help you so you go to bed with me.
We don't
do that. That's not kosher.
Okay.
Lightning will strike you and, you know, frizzle you. So you don't want that. I hear what you're saying, and you can say to her, you have my permission to say to her, look, I think you're great. And at some point, if you're interested in a full tilt boogie relationship, please call me. But saying, well, I'm going to help you, you're just trying to help her into bed. That's not okay to do that.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay, Ben. Ann, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello, Dr. Brown. Thank you for taking my call. I have listened to you for a year, and I know you're going to be able to help me with this. My daughter is 22. I've noticed in the last year that she has had, in my opinion, a dramatic weight loss. And I am hesitant. I've mentioned it to her. She is aware of it. I don't see any change in her weight. But I want to know the right way to continue to talk with her, make certain that there's...
Has she continued to lose weight, or was it a dramatic weight loss that's now stabilized?
I'm hoping that it has stopped. She looks about as thin as I've ever seen her.
Well, I know what you're hoping, but I mean, when's the last time you saw her?
She's been away at school, and now she's back home, so I've seen her in the last few days.
Okay, and when did you see her before that?
Probably a month ago. And she continues to look as thin as she did a few months ago.
All right, so she looks less thin.
She looks about the same as she has looked the last couple of months.
Okay, well, so that probably means it's stabilized, which is good news.
Okay.
I think all you can say to your daughter is, you know what, we live in a society where women are obsessed by not only their weight, but an unrealistic perception of how they should look. You know, it's really interesting. Somebody in the sales department came to me this week and said, we have this new pill that's completely natural and helps people lose weight. And I said, I won't touch it. And I said, I won't touch it for two reasons. First of all, because I'm the wrong kind of doctor. It implies something that's not true, and I don't need that kind of hassle. I don't deal with vitamins. I don't deal with any ingestibles because I'm a PhD. I've been in medical school. I know about medicine. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to confuse people, number one. And number two, We live in a society where people are obsessed about their weight, and I don't in any way want to contribute to that. And so I won't do it. And they're furious with me. They say, well, it's a lot of money. And we said, I'm not going to do it. So I'm with you on this. However, having said that, I think what I would say to my daughter is, I get it. We're a society that is nuts about this. You're not a child. You're not stupid. If at some point you view this as something that takes an inordinate amount of time or energy or thought from you, to the extent that you're not living your life in a way that makes sense to you, come to me and we'll talk about it. Because I think anything short of that, as you can hear me, Anne, with my mantra that says you push somebody, they're going to fight you on it. And when they fight you on it, they'll believe their argument, at which point you're not accomplishing what you want to accomplish. And in fact, maybe accomplishing exactly the opposite.
So I let her, I just give her the door to know that she can come to me and talk to me.
I think that's all you can do. And it sounds like she may have stabilized and not, you know, when she comes over for dinner, say, have another, you know, have some more mashed potatoes.
She, her diet is, in my opinion, very, I mean, very limited. It's vegetables.
And, listen, my dear, she lives in the same world that you and I live in. Number one, the land of the mirrors and the land of so much information about food and about nutrition and about how to eat well and how to diet and how to keep healthy and how to exercise. You're not going to be able to convince her. If at some point she is sick or she is sad or she comes to you and says, Mom, or she becomes weak, then I think you can say, honey, can we talk about this? But until she does, you're not going to be able to do anything except make the situation significantly worse rather than better. And I know you don't want to do that, so I wouldn't do it. I know it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, as parents, we feel like, okay, we're going to take that little person that came out of our body,
yeah,
and we're going to mold them, and we're going to protect them, we're going to put this bubble around them. It doesn't happen.
Okay.
So what we have to do is make sure that what we're doing doesn't make us feel better at their expense. And talking about her weight is going to make you feel better at her expense.
I've tried.
So don't do it.
Okay.
Alrighty?
I'll try. Thank you.
I know. No, it's not trying. There's doing and not doing. Tell her anytime you mentioned, I would make her the deal that says, I won't mention your weight if two things. Number one, if you get in trouble, you come to me about it. Number two, I mention it, I'll give you $20 anytime I do it. It'll keep you honest, and it'll also give her the sense that you're respectful of her and also honest about your concern.
Okay.
Alrighty?
I will do that.
And all you have to do is hit the ATM. All right, so the paleo diet, which one of our respondents mentioned, and apparently another one does too, is a little different than the Mediterranean diet. The paleo diet basically says it's okay to eat fruits and vegetables, lean meats, seafood, nuts and seeds, and healthy fats, whatever that means, to avoid dairy. Dairy is a very controversial issue. A lot of people feel that all adults are lactose intolerant because milk is something that small animals need and adult animals don't. Adult cows don't drink milk. Nothing that's adult in the animal world except human beings do dairy at all. So the idea is, do we really need it, number one? And number two, is it healthy? And number three, is it damaging? So dairy, very controversial. Grains on the paleo diet are off the grid, and I'm not sure exactly why, except perhaps that they're hard to digest. Processed food and sugar, everybody agrees. The less processed food you eat, if you can't pronounce or don't recognize or can't spell the ingredients, you should be eating them. Sugar in general, we know, is just is kind of heroin for the body. The paleo diet says stay away from legumes. Mediterranean diet says they're great. Starches, probably moderation. Alcohol, well, again, alcohol in moderation, you know, controversial. So this is, again, I'm a moderation girl. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
that intimate dinners for two turned into grabbing, boring takeout on the way home. I know the feeling. I used to love cooking dinner for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids, career, commutes, there's just no time. That's why I love Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping and no patience for it. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from exciting new chef design recipes each week. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need, including parchment paper, on the date you choose. And your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. I just love that. Remember, all you need is about 30 minutes and Plated to rekindle those intimate dinners. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Amanda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown.
How am I going to help you, Amanda?
Well, you know, I've contemplated calling you for a couple of years now. I've gotten myself in a pretty bad situation, and I don't know how to get out of it, I guess.
Okay, what's the situation?
Well, in 2012, I had an affair, and it lasted and I had a child with him. My husband, I came clean to him. He knew, and he chose to raise that son as his own, who just had his second birthday in July here. And so he is who he knows as the father, you know, my husband. And my problem where it rises in me is that I don't know how to greet that other partner. I feel like it's a roadblock.
I don't know what grieve the other partner would actually mean in this context, kiddo.
Like, get over them.
Well, I mean, obviously you have the choice of why are you with your husband?
Because I love him and we have two other children and...
Why did you get involved in the affair to begin with?
I was... very weak at that time, and my
No. You need to dig a little deeper than that.
Okay.
Why did you have the affair?
My husband was gone, and this man stepped into my life, and he was a personal trainer, and we were together all the time, and he gave me attention and all the things, passion, everything that I wanted that I wasn't getting.
So why are you not with him?
Because it just, I guess, in the world, it didn't feel like the right thing to do.
Does economics have anything to do with this?
Excuse me, say it again?
I said, does economics have any money have anything to do with this?
No.
Okay. I mean, look, we make mistakes. We do dumb stuff. But it sounds to me that you're sort of trying to make this, you know, we did the story today about the difference between an accident and a crash, right? I don't know if you were listening earlier that...
you don't come in until at midnight in my town.
Okay, so fair enough. Well, then, so all right, fair enough. Let me sort of explain it, because it seems to me completely appropriate, even though it's not going to sound at first blush like it has anything to do with you. There's getting to be movement in this country. There was a terrible crash over the weekend where a drunk driver went over the median, hit another car, bashed into a motorcycle, and killed a bicyclist. And they're calling it an accident. And people are up in arms and saying it's not an accident at all, it was a crash. That this was not something that, I mean, an accident presumably is something that could be prevented. That this is, or that couldn't be prevented. And so, I mean, I think you're treating this like it was an accident as opposed to a crash. That you made a decision that probably even at the time didn't make any sense. It was just an impulse rather than a decision. Because, look, certainly marriages don't necessarily last forever. People run into trouble in marriages. People fall in and out of love. But there are better ways of dealing with it. That if you don't want to be in your marriage anymore, then you separate and you figure out how to co-parent the kids. If you do want to stay in your marriage, then you work on it. But the idea, and I'm not scolding you as much as saying I think that you need to sort of understand that you have some decisions to make. And by saying, "Well, I'm grieving," you're not making decisions. I mean, that look, you have a choice. You've got two men, and both of them want you, which is, I suppose, a good thing. The question is, what do you want? And the fact that your husband is willing to raise a child that he knows is not his biologically, who knows how that's going to turn out in the long run? But that's not even what we're talking about. We're talking about you having to look at your life and saying, who do I want to be with? And the answer may be neither of the above. It may be I don't want to be married, that I, you know, fidelity is not my strong suit, that, but the idea of grieving seems to me to be a completely misplaced concept in this, because it implies that somehow there was a loss, this was a choice that you made. And it's, you know, the choices, there were several choices, the choice to have an affair, the choice to go through a pregnancy, the choice to tell your husband about it, the choice to stay with your husband. But all of those are presumably choices, and there are very few choices in this life that don't have consequence. But to say that I can't grieve it, I mean, what are we talking about grieving? If you want to be with the other guy, then presumably you divorce your husband and go with the other guy. If you don't want to be with the other guy, it's because you look and say, you know what, this doesn't make any sense. But I don't understand where grief would have any part of this.
I guess to answer that for myself, I feel like I've made so many decisions based on my own wants that I'm trying to get to a place where I'm not doing that. And so what I'm trying to do is I can't move forward and...
Well, what choices do you make?
My husband...
Well, wait a minute,
about the other man.
Well, I mean, our thoughts are, I mean, look, people fantasize. If all of us were held responsible for our fantasies, the world would be a much different place than it is. You're entitled to your fantasies. That has nothing to do with your reality. But what is it? Are you suggesting that you're making choices for people other than yourself right now?
I feel like I am, yeah.
Like, what choice are you making, and what choice are you making that would be different if you were making it for yourself, and who are you making for, and what's the choice?
Okay, so if I stay with my, family, that's giving my children a mom and a dad in one house, and my husband a wife, and trying to, give it 100% now and work at that and make it
good. Wait a minute.
Good.
What do you want?
I mean, I just to be happy.
No. That's a non-statement. I mean, one is going to say what I really want to do is be miserable. I'll tell you what, we're coming up on a break here. Here's what I want you to do. Mm-hmm. Because you're a combination of self-indulgence and guilt at the same time, which is going to be completely paralytic, which is where you are now. You have to figure out what you want here. And if what you want is to be with the other man, then what you do is you go through it. You stay away from him for a while. You go through an orderly process. You divorce your husband. You figure out how to co-parent your kids. You take, you're a good parent. And the notion, you put in that kind of little caveat of, well, I want to have a family and I want to have mother and dad in the same house. Well, the same house, that's, what does that mean? What does architecture have to do with it? Figure out what you want. And you're not doing that. And you're wrapping yourself in the flag and feeling a combination of guilt and being very proud of yourself at the same time, which is going to get you nowhere and feel terrible. Put you on hold. Come back. What do you want? All right? Be specific. Don't say be happy. No one ever says they want to be unhappy. All right? And I'll help you through it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.